Gaia's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to Mission Watch Live, another Messiah's Branch National Satellite Radio Program. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is October 8th, 2015. With Mission Watch Live, we are warning the world as it happens. If you need help with anything after this program, please call me. If you need prayer, you can call me for that also. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. Well, I'm talking so fast, I get a hold of myself. I can't control my greatness. I'm just so glad to be back with you folks. We were gone last week because of the Feast of Tabernacles, and I hope you all enjoyed Henderson talking for me last week. Well, he didn't talk for me, but he took my place, so to speak. Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed that last week and got something out of it. Interesting, because I can tell from the archives you're really hitting them. Anyway, you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address on the blog, which is prophecyhour.com. Now remember, folks, we're also telling you that if you need a prayer request, you can also send me a prayer request by email. If you include your physical address on it, we will, after we have taken it to church, or to the mission church in service, we will anoint it with oil, pray over it, and we'll even mail it back to you at no charge to you at all whatsoever. Anyway, so we are in very perilous times, folks. So much has happened this month, and maybe this program will bring a light on it. We will try to keep shining that light on it. If you go to prophecyhour.com, you can find all the breaking news that does point to it. But so much has happened on it this month, and you should really keep an eye on what's going on with Russia and in the Middle East, of course. But something even more dramatic, I think, came out today, I think it was, that I picked it up. The Washington Times reported this. Obama drops a pretense. He aims for confiscation of private arms, not control of guns. President Obama is finally out in the open as an advocate not of gun control, but of eliminating guns in the hands of people. The White House announced Monday that the president is working on executive orders to do what Congress won't. Mr. Obama wouldn't get rid of the Second Amendment to accomplish his goal of disarming ordinary law-abiding Americans. The word here is evidence-free. I'm not sure what that means, but that means he's willing to go above the Second Amendment and take the guns. He's determined not to let the tragedy in Oregon go to waste. And even the folks that were survivors in the Oregon tragedy saying, "We don't want you here, Obama. We don't want to talk." In a very short sentences, he validates the fear of every one of those who believe the president, who said earlier that he only wanted common sense restrictions on the ownership of guns, was actually advocating first steps to confiscation. His critics argued that he and his congressional allies, particularly Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania and Senator Joe of West Virginia, were out to establish a gun registry which would lead to confiscation here as it has in other places. Folks, I cannot see how he'd have time to follow through this in a little over a year he has left in office. Maybe, just maybe, some of those people were right out there that said Obama would be our last president and would not leave office. If you have not made preparations to leave large cities that might fall into martial law, really, personally, I would do that. I don't live in a large city. You should live at least, at the minimum, 1 hour driving time away from a large city. Because if riots break out, the police isn't going to be able to control it. All they'll be able to do is contain the area. You have already seen this in Ferguson and other places where the people just go crazy. You think that all the folks that are bad, that have guns, are all going to suddenly be angels if there's no law enforcement, really? On another note, folks, we really need, I know that you folks, some of you support our radio program, but we really do need your support in order to keep bringing you the breaking news at prophecyhour.com and to keep the much-needed Mission Church open. As you know, folks, we don't sell anything, and so we're kind of hampered by that, so we need your support. And also, if you're blessed by these radio programs, you know it takes money to stay on the air and bring you these guests. We need your support to pay for airtime every month and pay for the podcast site that so many of you go to after this program has aired live on national satellite radio and on some FM. So pray about it. We really do need your support. Our program archives can be found at prophecyhour.com and branch.podomatic.com. Both are smartphone friendly. We challenge you to share these programs with at least two or three other people. That will also help in keeping us going. Now, prayer will bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray, Father, I really just pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine. Nor our guest's will, Father, but your will. So please, give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth. In your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen and amen. Well, tonight, we have back on with us Kenneth Updegrove. Kenneth was led to a land that Corrie Ten Boom saw, a vision of angels protecting the land. He says it's a place of refuge for the future. Because of people hearing him on this radio program, many have checked him out, and some have even moved there. Is there a place of safety? It is, if only you are led there because of being led by Yeshua and not by my voice or Kenneth's voice or anybody else's, but you must be led by Yeshua. And that only comes from having a personal relationship with him. And if you have one, you know what he said? He said the sheep hear his voice. Well, tonight, Kenneth has it on his heart to talk about some recent things happening. I think that's what it is. And so let's bring Kenneth on now. Are you there with me, my brother?
Yes, I am, and thank you so much for inviting me on tonight.
Well, I'm glad to have you back, and I know that, you know, people have been reacting whenever they hear you on radio program, on this program, have they not?
Yes, they have. We've had good response. I'm very grateful.
Well, that tells me that people are still struggling, and I know they're still looking for some safer places in the country. You know, as I'm sure you heard my lead-in, these cities could go crazy at any time. There's nothing wrong, even if we weren't saying well, it's the end of the age, that people would want to live in a safer environment. Do you believe that?
Yes. Just today I got an email from Arizona, a man wanting to get the map that I have showing the fully safe areas, and so I was glad to provide that, but I'm just surprised how many people go to that map, and I'm always amazed at the history behind it. When a friend of mine delivered it to me and gave me the story behind it, but by putting it in my hands, it has gotten distribution that it wouldn't have gotten any other way because I'm on the internet. And there was other people were that we received the initial copies of it. So I'm just delighted that since the last talk, several people have moved here and I've settled in and are doing quite well. So things just keep happening here. I was listening to your lead in, and I was expecting you to tell about Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's latest release, which she was explaining that did happen on Shemitah and what happened since Shemitah. He was so right on that people understand the prophetic nature of what he was saying. It was totally biblical and totally happened.
Yeah.
To happen, even as he said it did. And so he is really showing that America has passed the time of warning and is stepping into a time of judgment. We've seen a lot of judgment in the last few years, and if we only have eyes to spiritual eyes to see what those steps were, what those incidents were, and how they are accelerating, and by that I mean more of them and closer together, and also beginning to discern what has really happened.
Amen. A quick thought on that real quick. I got in late today. I didn't have that about Jonathan, but I figured that was right where we were going to go. And so, there's so many scoffers out there that just because the world didn't, they expected the world to kind of like just blow up, you know, without really paying much attention to what really did happen. There's so much happening towards America right now, folks. I mean, if you can't look at California, it's drying up, blowing away, and burning up. You know, that's what California is doing. And if you look towards the East Coast, what's going on the East Coast? The East Coast is in floods that they haven't seen in over 100 years. And these are, and what's particular about that, and then I'm going to go back to Kenneth, is that what's particular about this, if you notice, most of the problems of this country come from the East and West Coast. You know, and I will say that's particularly because of the type of thinking of the people that live there. They're trying to push mostly the people that, well, they call us out here the flyover states. But this is the Bible Belt. And, you know, while we're trying to hang on to our beliefs, the East and West Coast is trying to push God out at the fastest rate they can do it. And if you don't believe that, then you're not paying attention to the news, and you need to get on your knees and pray. Now, Ken, so back to you. What all have you seen this happening?
Well, what I'm always focusing on is the big picture, as Jonathan Kong pointed out. Let's keep track of the big picture. To me, what I want to point out is that we're on the very cusp of the tribulation, and we can expect that all that we've seen, and that, as we were saying, what we've seen in the past few years and in the past few months, that we see an acceleration. And it's basically a downhill incline. The ups and the downs, but the trend is down, and it will continue that way. It seems logical that if we're really on the cusp of the tribulation, that would be indicative of the times. And so we need to look at all of the false prophecies and predictions that have been out in September. It didn't happen. I like the meteor. And also some of the beginnings the windows are open, and you get the first peek at the Pope, if you were running for real president, not understanding that the purpose of the Pope has always been to be the real dictator. That's always been the purpose of the papal position. It even has the title of the Roman Emperor, Maximus, we saw the Pope introducing himself as the world leader, and we've got to take note of that, and understanding that he's a Jesuit, and the purpose of the Jesuit order, while it was formed in the first place, was to eliminate, to cancel, to take out the Protestant movement, and bring the ecumenicalism, unity of all of these movements are to bring the world, all of the churches, at least all the Christian churches, so-called, under the auspices of the Catholic Church, under the leadership of the then world leader, the Pope. And if people don't understand that, they don't understand Catholicism. They don't understand the position of the Pope. At any rate, then we see all of these things leading us to the end times, and we need to start paying attention to the prophets that have been true, that have prove what's going to happen, and we've watched it happen. Like David Wilkerson and once again Jonathan Kahn, these two men have given us a look into the future, and the prophecies have been 100% so far, and so therefore we have confidence in that what they see for the future. But as some people like my own self, who have seen these things for many, many years, 1974, and they have told me that this time is coming. And he told me to prepare his people for it, but he also told me that they would not see it, they would not understand it, they wouldn't accept it until the inevitable crash really does come when they find that Walmart's closed and going to stay closed. Then what are they going to do? Then they will be angry at their pastors and denomination. Many of them will leave the Lord and walk away. Many of them really went there all the time, and they proved to be the chaff, not the wheat, the tares, not the wheat. And they didn't know that, and that gets tested in such a time. So my calling was to wait until they get up and were really willing to hear the truth, and to join with those. Once before we were talking about this little light across the nation.
Right.
This will be the time when the people will start looking for the leaders and the people who were ready, who didn't understand that the time we were in and were preparing for it. They get so much rebuke from those so we need to trust the Lord and not prepare, and yet at the same time they got a whole lot more insurance than I do on insurance and on their health and the car and everything else. And also they buy groceries for a whole week. They don't buy them for each meal. They're preppers, but they won't admit it. They don't. They want to live in a false security. They want to believe that everything will be fine.
Let me jump in here a minute. But that's what goes along with the theology that the Western Church has put forward. If they're basically, and I'm not saying every church has this theology, but the mainstream and for the most part do. It's like, just believe in Jesus, you're going to fly out of here. If you believe in Jesus, you're going to have a great life. And by the way, make sure you have to send your money, and you'll get greatly blessed for it. Now sit down on the couch and watch the TV set and send me the money. That's basically what they've been putting forward. And so what's going on in the world right now does not fit with their theology of flying out of here. That's why they do not talk. A huge amount of the churches will not talk about the annihilation of the Christians in the Middle East. It's a genocide going on, but yet they won't talk about it because, you see, that doesn't fit with their thing that, well, if you believe in Christ, then everything is going to be fine and you'll be fine and you're not going to suffer persecution. When the Word of God itself, Yeshua, said that we would face persecution. If it hated him, they would hate us also. And, it doesn't fit. We're sort of putting forth a false doctrine. And, if you listen to that, then people listen to it over the years, over and over and over. And so it's hard to get them off of it in the Western world because, for the most part, the church in the Western world hasn't suffered that kind of persecution. But it's coming now. What do you think?
Yes, another area is the partial preterists. They say Jesus came in 70 A.D. and we're in the millennium, and that the church must Christianize the world, and bring the world into the church under the auspices, under the leadership of the apostles and the head apostles, not seeming to realize that this. They couldn't describe the Antichrist any better than with those terms. But the partial preterists is a term that a lot of people don't know about, especially premillennialists, pre-trib rappers. They don't know this term, and they need to know it, because these partial preterists are super patriots that are dominionists who are striving to save the nation. In my opinion, brother, we have passed the point. If we are indeed on the very cusp of the tribulation, then we are in a time when there's 7 years followed by 1,000 years, and where is there time in this to save this nation? There's not even time to save this, the so-called church. There's a remnant coming up and going into an underground church system that, once again, is those little lights that we talked about once before across the nation. It's time for the church to go underground because, as you were pointing out, there will be a determination. There is a determination to disarm us and whichever way, disarm us with our ability to minister. We're supposed to only go to express ourselves spiritually in church, not in public, not even at home, and certainly not in schools. And so the effort to take our liberties away from us, our guns from us, even our land from us, this big persecution move is very strong, and I predict that they will totally succeed. But the really understanding, discerning Christians will see where all of this is going and take the alternate courses of what we do have and won't be taken from us. And one is to become inconspicuous, so hiding in plain sight. If you want to be armed, use bow and arrow. They're powerful. And they're quiet. And
let me jump in for just a second. This is something that I don't see hardly anybody address when we talk about. Well, I believe that it's very probable and possible that they could try gun confiscation because that guns are the one thing that has kept America free and safe. And in order to do what they really want to do, they've got to take the guns. But my problem, though, is that I don't think that in the time allotted that they have, I don't think they can succeed with it. You know, there's enough guns in the United States that's out there, not sitting in the gun shops, but out there in the general public, to arm everybody that is in the United States with a gun and have guns and ammunition left over. That's how many guns that there is out there. Most of the people that have bought up guns and ammunition, huge amounts of them, will not just hand them over and give them out. I think what we would see generally, if we see them move to gun confiscation, is a massive civil war that I don't think that would end before Yeshua's return. Back to you.
Yeah, that's where I was going with my thinking. Thank you for clarifying that.
We're getting ready to come up on a break, so let's not get into anything. We've got a minute before break. Why don't you tell them where your website's at, and I want to encourage folks to go over there and look it over, and then we'll talk a little bit. We'll talk some more when we come back from break, but tell them where your website is.
Okay, arkhaven.org, and that's arkhaven.org. And Ark in reference to Noah's Ark, and Haven is with the Ark being a haven, so it helps understand better how to say it.
Folks, go over there and have a look while we're on break. If you have the internet on, and if you're listening to radio and you got your internet on, also have a look at it. There'll also be a link to this website any place that you find that when you find this in our radio archives. And some of the things, right when you open it up, it's going to say for sale property ideal for preppers. So go over there and have a look, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Closed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, meds, food, clothing, and medicine. You can send a monetary gift or a box of assistance to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Mission Watch Live on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. In fact, I'd like to take this time to ask you to pray for our ministry in general, because, you know, we're a ministry that I devote my time to caring for the people that the Father sends me. And, you know, those aren't just homeless people. Those are also poor people that have been wrecked by this economy. You know, come on, we've got 94 million people. Close to 95 million people that are not in the workforce, and they try to say we have a 5% unemployment. It's just another one of those newspeak lies that they give you. The nation is poor. You have people that are at work, and that some of those that are at work, what are they doing? They're doing a part-time job because of Obamacare. People don't have money, and that's why, you know, this ministry is even suffering, because, you know, when that crash came, we knew a lot of our supporters that were sending us large donations, they lost their wealth. Their 401ks went, and they've never been able to replace it. I know somebody that's almost 70 years old, was in retirement, had to go back to work because of the crash. And so, folks, we don't sell any products. I don't say, hey, I've got a CD here, I can sell you a movie or a book or any of those things. We don't sell anything. And so, yeah, people say, well, you know, even my wife says, well, if we do everything right, you know, we'll have what we need. Well, amen. You know, I believe strongly in that. But I also know that, read my Bible, and I saw the New Testament church, you know, that happened after Christ, as more people try to refer to it as. But personally, I believe the church has always been here since the first believer. But the point is that, you know, people want to believe that if you just follow Christ and everything's okay. But that isn't what the Bible says. You know, every one of the apostles except for John died a death of martyrdom. You know, they were persecuted. It wasn't easy for them. In fact, I know that the closer you are to Messiah, the more that you're going to get bucked by the devil, the more you're going to get bucked by the world. And these things are predominant. In fact, it's an identifying factor to know if somebody is really deeply following their Father. You're not going to see one smooth line. You might see a smooth line in their faith, but there's going to be tribulations come upon them because they're testings, and they're also being put in the fire to be changed so they can be more like Yeshua. So what I'm saying to you folks is we really do. A lot of you folks think, well, he's on radio, he's getting millions of dollars in donations, and that's just not the case. A lot of people don't want to donate to us because we support Israel. Some don't want to donate to us because we're Messianic, you know, we keep the Sabbath instead of Sunday. So that eliminates all those people. And, you know, we just did the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, a lot of people don't want to support us because they do other holidays, and so on and so forth. So when you get down to a narrow margin of people that actually believe along the same lines that we do, you know, we don't get millions of dollars in donations. We just barely make it. So we really do need your help to keep the mission church open. We need help to stay on radio. You know, radio airtime costs money. It's just not free. I'm sorry, the station has to pay their bills, and, you know, there's electricity involved, there's internet involved, there's satellite involved, all those things, and just like our radio archives, a lot of you say, well, I don't listen to live radio on satellite. I listen to it in the podcast site. That podcast site costs money to maintain that podcast site. It's not a free site. It costs a lot of money. And also, I have to maintain airtime and electricity and all those things. I'm not personally rich. All my personal income, you know where that goes? It goes into paying for that mission church over there. And that's where our income goes. So, you know, pray about it. We do need your help. Anyway, pray about it tonight. Anyway, we are the last hope for so many. And folks, the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. But all donations, no matter what size, helps. And you can donate online or mail a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's at prophecyhour.com. Oh, and before I get Kenneth back on, I want to thank my host last week, Stephen Henderson, for filling in for me while I was gone to the Feast of Tabernacles, which I'll talk about. I'm trying to do a whole program and talk about some things next week by myself, but we'll see. Anyway, we now need to get back with Kenneth Updegrove, and we're talking about Arkhaven, a place in the wilderness. Are you there with us, Ken?
Yes, I am. And by the way, Jesus, the Yeshua, he is our ark, our place of safety and refuge. Arkhaven, I was told, means a place of promise and a place of provision. And so we must keep things in perspective. Speaking of Arkhaven, I have a prospectus page on my website where I'm telling wealthy investors that you need to invest in the new investment area. That's the safest one that is actually advised by many investors, saying invest in agricultural land. But I was maybe a little bit different. Invest in your survival. And so, in the case of Arkhaven, investing in it will give them a place of refuge for them and their family, but also until things really do totally fold, as I put it, when Walmart closes, until then, there is a way to make a profit. Offer a ministry that is renting a property for people who can't buy, and is teaching people to go so they can go back to their homes. Once again, there's a little light across the nation, but it can be an investment that would brings a return until that time, and then the return will be their personal survival and this or one of the many places that I hope to see spring up across the nation and the world. This is the area to invest until that day comes. I was just reflecting on a couple of, I'm going to be 79 here in a few days. I remember Pearl Harbor. Have I still got you? Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on. I just listened to you. I told you that's that Skype thing, when it's quiet. If you were quiet for a second and I was quiet for a second, the people would be just hearing dead silence because we do use Skype. And, but I'm still here. Here's how you'll know if I'm not here. If I'm not here, you'll be getting a phone call back real quick from the director saying, hey, we dropped your call. But hey, don't feel bad. Okay, don't feel bad, though. A lot of people do that same thing. It took me a while to get used to the fact that of that dead silence. But anyway, yeah, we're listening to you, brother, and we're still online.
I remember Pearl Harbor, and that came in one day. It came and went all in one day, and our military wasn't ready for it. The world wasn't ready for it, and it shocked the world. 9/11, same thing. The nation wasn't ready for it. The nation didn't expect it. It came and went all in one day. why wasn't the world ready for that? Why wasn't our military ready for that? It's unbelievable that they were so caught off guard. Well, I also remember a number of years ago when I was driving down the highway and I saw an accident happen up in front of me. Terrible accident. One car was spinning like a top. And I had to slam on my brakes and I laid rubber for 100 feet, or more, probably 300 feet, trying to stop before running into the wreck. And my heart was beating real fast, and I had a carload of teenagers, and we were all palpitating out of sight. My point is, let's not be caught off guard. We see what's happening, and if you post a trib wrap or a pre-wrap, you definitely, if you pre-trib wrap or pre-wrap, I mean partial predator, you don't see these things now, but just understand, if you're wrong, these things are coming. Please understand that you should at least consider the possibility and realize that this is a time to prepare while there's still a chance. America is diminishing. Something I keep hearing from all the people contacting me, especially prophetic people, so many of them do not see Obama going out of office. So many people don't see the election happening. That means that there seems to be a belief among a lot of people that there will probably be the riots that you were talking about breaking loose in our cities. What would cause that? Well, if there was suddenly such a hit on our economy that the government couldn't provide food stamps, couldn't provide any of the checks, including Social Security, what kind of a position would that put a huge portion of our population in? And after you've gone hungry for just about 3 or 4 days and you can't turn on the air conditioner or the heater after about so many days, there's going to be rioting like you won't believe in the big cities.
Absolutely.
And if it were bad enough, then there would be declared a national emergency and the National Guard and all of that sort of thing. And it might be essential for the president to stay in office, like it happened in World War II, when Roosevelt had to stay in office for a third term in order to bring keep continuity in government, not having time to appoint a new president. And so this is something to consider. Is this a prophecy of the best of the Lord? I don't really think so, but is it something that I am hearing from prophetic people? I certainly have from a lot of different quarters and stated in different ways, and independently of each other. And I don't know of any major ministry that's saying this sort of thing. So I'm not trying to...
Let me go with this, Kenneth. I do know, I keep an eye on a lot of ministries, and there are several ministries. One, the Prophecy Club, they're saying that Obama will not go out of office. And he doesn't say it necessarily like what you're saying. He's saying that's what he is hearing from people that he's had on his radio program, that, you know, they are saying that Obama won't go, that they've had visions that Obama will not go out of office and that he will be the last president. Now, there's other, so by that reflection, he's seen other people saying it. He hasn't had a dream or vision himself that personally says that, but that's what he's saying. And, you know, while I've been real encouraged lately, especially with that rainbow, you know, hitting the Trade Center, on 9/11, you know, I'm praying for a blessing for this country, you know, but I don't know. I think it's too late for a blessing, and kind of phrase or use a phrase that's used by a radio producer.
I believe that America is so far stuck in the mud that it just can't get out. I believe judgment is here, and I believe Obama's been part of that judgment already, so I don't know where we're going. Back to you.
If we really are on the very cusp of the tribulation period, we see all of the so many different prophetic signs out there showing us that. But then we know that that we're on the cusp of, and my point, what I'm really trying to say is, please, folks, do not depend on the bug out technique where you bug out at the last minute. Where are you going to go? What you going to do? Some people have a bug out location, but they're thinking primarily of short term bug out, not long term, like as in 7 years. And so I'm just trying to really get out this kind of cautionary message.
Right. Well, let's go with this, Ken, because I know we got some new people that are, we always have new people that listen to these programs. We've got probably about 9 minutes left in our program. Why don't you point, and why do you think this property is safe? Why are we talking about it? You know, give us a brief on why you think it's safe.
The Northwest Arkansas has had a number of prophecies over it by especially Corey Kinder, but also David Wilkerson. I can't quote him out if more and cut off guard, we'll have notes on that. But Corey Kinder in two different instances prophesied, as a matter of fact, three times I think about it. But one of them, she was in an airplane sitting next to she was written by now, I didn't know where we were going to go there, a very famous minister, and she was looking down and she saw a ring of fire down below, and she says, my goodness, this has got to be a protected area, got to be divinely protected, I wonder where that is. About that time, the pilot comes over the PA and says, ladies and gentlemen, we're 20 minutes out of Tulsa. We're presently flying over Northwest Arkansas, and da-da-da-da. So suddenly she knew where this was. And she never reported it, but the famous minister she was sitting next to did. And this is all on my website, if people want to go and look.
Oh, right, right.
But another instance is she was being given a tour of the ground at the Passion Play out of Eureka Springs. And in that pasture, she had an open vision in which she saw five bands of angels stacked five high on the horizon with swords drawn. And her explanation was, my, this is a, must be a divinely protected place. And so that, from the spiritual aspect, that's two witnesses, but just hundreds of people have come here because God told them to come here for the end times. So they know exactly why they're here.
You told me about, I think it was a CIA report that talked about it being how safe of a place this was because of, you know, where it's situated and everything?
Yeah, geologists will say that...
geologists, yeah.
They say that this is a huge rock that goes down 120 miles. It's full of underground rivers and incredible amount of water here. And that because it's so huge, so deep and so wide, it's just unshakable. We've had tremors, but the tremors have always been from outside sources shaking this through that plateau. And because of its location, it's not a military target, and it's too far inland to ever really be invaded. Not going to be any hurricanes here. We have tornadoes don't do well in mountainous areas. Just physically speaking, it's a very protected place. NASA scientists are retiring. One lady we know saw this man move into the area, and he was a scientist from Nassau. And she says, why in the world are you moving here to retire of all places? This is not where most wealthy people retire. And he gave some expletives, some colorful language before he says, because this is the Market Bank's safest place on earth. And put his cigar back in his mouth. So it's well known by the military, everybody speaking of the military, the Naval War Department says that it's the safest place on earth. Unfortunately, there's no no ocean here, so they can't have a Navy base here, but just as far as military is concerned, this place is militarily safe.
Right, right. Well, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, so not only, so you gave you gave an answer there that other people, other than people that are just having dreams and visions, and by the way, folks, if you don't know who Corrie Ten Boom is, you need to Google her name, and you need to know about Corrie Ten Boom. If you don't know about her, then you need to. But anyway, but you're also giving, scientific, saying, well, this is why it's safe. But the safest place in the world, and I know you agree with this, of course, is in Yeshua, is in that personal relationship. And so, don't folks need to, before they just up and move there, don't they need to pray about it?
Yes, I caution people, ask the Lord where he would have you. That would be the safest place for you. And we'll tell her that could be, and that could actually be in a big city. So it's where he places you. Stay there, be faithful, and if it requires your martyrdom, rejoice in that. But I also caution people, says, wherever you feel led to go, and maybe that will, several places come to mind when you've prayed and you're not quite sure which one to go to, I recommend that you go visit all of them, scout out the land, and see if the Holy Spirit bears witness with you when you're there. I've seen a lot of people come here, and some of them, it bore their witness, and they left. And then a whole bunch of them did bear witness, and they're here. And so that's just common sense, good common spiritual sense.
Right.
Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, but test, look for confirmation, know for sure. Because I have missed the Lord a couple of times in my life, and I think we all have. And so that's why I've learned indelibly, test, look for confirmation, make sure that you heard the Lord.
Yeah, amen. Even if we weren't talking about, things on a prophetic level, and just talking about a general level, if you just look out across this country and see what's going on in this country, you should be wanting to have your family in a place of safety. Not only a safe place of safety, but it's a beautiful place. I mean, Ozark Mountains is just a beautiful place. And, it's a simpler life. We need to get, if possible, folks, you need to lose as much of this tech stuff and everything that you have and get into a simpler lifestyle. There isn't anything better, I know that not all of us can do that, but you need to pray about it. You really do. And I would strongly suggest, visit the place and see if you feel led. And I'm right. I'm with you, Ken. Sometimes the father has to about drop a tree on me to get my attention.
Yes, the Lord will get your attention, and so be spiritually aware of that. So many people crucial all of the things the Lord does to try to get their attention and to show them something and tell them something. But if you're listening to this program, the Lord is giving you a prompting right there. And so please ask the Lord, well, are you talking to me, Lord? Are you showing me that I should ask you where I should go to be saved? Believe me, it's better to lose, be willing to lose and walk away from anything you have. What is more important? Your life and the life of your family, or staying in your job. So many people are going to be trapped. One of my favorite testimonies, I hope there's a minute for this, a friend of ours in Texas, he worked in one of the towers, and he had a lucrative job. I mean, he's never had a job that paid that much before or since. But one day the Holy Spirit told him to move back to Texas ASAP. So he turned in his resignation and left a few days later. His colleagues really chided him. Oh, what a fool. Terrible fool. You know what you're doing. And he says, yes, I do. So there he was sitting with his wife in Texas when his friends were all nothing but sifting ashes through
I've heard a lot of those testimonies, and that's amazing, but that comes from having that personal relationship. Now, we've got to go. We're out of time, so tell them where your website is, and we'll do this again sometime.
All right. Arkhaven, ARKHAVEN.org. ARKHAVEN.org.
Well, it's been a blessing having you on with me, and we'll talk again, and keep doing what you're doing. You know, I'm really, my spirit's really with you, brother. Goodbye and shalom to you, brother. Bye-bye.
Shalom, brother. Shalom.
Well, folks, is it a safe place for you? Check it out. You know, I know that some of us should move out of the cities, just like that man moved back to Texas and got away. And what happened? His friends were incinerated in the 9/11. All right, and you don't have to believe like I believe exactly, but, you know, pray about it. Anyway, pray about supporting the Mission Church and this radio program. Remember, there is only one God. That is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him is the only way to the Father. 3 days and 3 nights. That was a sign given to a wicked and adulterous generation. 3 days and 3 nights. That makes sense. Anyway, remember to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return, but it's not going to get peaceful until he gets here. So, Lord our God, Father, King of the Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.